currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Anna Brown at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Anna.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and sites that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Anna Brown. By chasing down criminals and following orders, a new member of the Kirkland Police Force has proven to be quite the asset. Kirkland Police adopted Thor, the 1.5-year-old German Shepherd, in late February after he trained with German language commands for 400 hours with his handler, Officer Dan Hopkins.
When he's really excited to come to work, he's really excited to go out and put his nose down and track and catch the bad guy, as we say. 80 to 90% of what we trained on was the tracking, which is kind of our bread and butter. So that way, if there's a burglary or something, you know, we get there unseen and we actually try and track and go out and catch bad guys.
Hopkins and Thor are together while on shift and off, but when working, the team is an unstoppable duo.
You know, we're together 24 hours a day, and I may get to the point in my career where I may, you know, rely on him to save my life.
Doing what he loves gives the dog the drive to work hard. But Hopkins says by working so hard, under such stressful conditions, Thor's job will likely limit his life expectancy to 7 or 8 years. Many people have skewed perceptions of police dogs, thinking they are only attack dogs, but Hopkins says otherwise.
He does great with kids, he does great with everybody, so he's only, the only angry, not really angry, the ferocious side, as you say, comes out when it needs to. It's just kind of like officers, you know, a lot of us, 99% of the time, we're out just saying hi and going to the public, but when it's time to get into the fight, you know, that's what we're trained to do.
A local event will transform downtown Kirkland into a vibrant and entertaining arts destination August 9th, 10th, and 11th. Summerfest, Kirkland's music and arts festival, will host a variety of exhibits, live music, dance, and entertainment for all ages. The event will feature a young artists exhibition for kids and young artists to present their water-themed artwork. Summerfest will kick off at 4 p.m. on August 9th with live music in the Beverage Garden, and will continue throughout the evening with Shakespeare in the Park at 7 p.m. If you're seeking adventure, the event will also feature a cardboard boat race on Saturday, August 10th. The Saturday events will start at 11 a.m. and run until 11 p.m., and the Sunday events will start at 11 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. For event schedule and guidelines for the cardboard boat race, visit www.kirklandsummerfest.com. It is always great to see groups of people making positive impacts on the environment, but even greater when that group consists of children. Kids from all over the East Side ventured to Totem Lake on Wednesday, July 10th, to remove invasive species as part of Mercer Slough's summer camp. Members from the King Conservation District, the organization that owns Totem Lake, helped the kids learn about invasive species and how to get rid of them.
So these kids today are going to help remove Himalayan blackberry. It's an invasive species. It's from Europe, Asia area. And basically the best way to do that is to dig it out by the roots. So the kids are using shovels to dig around each plant and make sure they remove as much of the root as possible.
The kids worked to control the number of invasive species in Totem Lake, but more importantly, learned how to positively impact the environment. And for these kids, that meant shoveling out by the roots prickly Himalayan blackberry and other invasive ivy.
Giving the kids a sense of empowerment, right? So that they know that they can actually positively affect the environment. Instead of like harping on, you know, all pollution and everything, we really like to emphasize the different ways that they can really help.
Juanita Beach Park is a summer hotspot. So hot that more on-site parking for park visitors is now available to accommodate the growing visitor population. City officials added 50 spaces on the north side of the park. The park's popularity has been rapidly increasing since finishing major renovations in 2011. The new spaces are located west of the gravel lot on the corner of 97th Avenue Northeast and Juanita Drive. Due to the influx of guests, a parking time limit of 4 hours has been implemented at all lots associated with Juanita Beach Park, and parking regulations will be enforced daily by the Kirkland Police Department. Kirkland summer traditions carry on as more neighborhoods host picnics. Margaret Carnegie, North Rose Hill Neighborhood Chair, says these picnics are beneficial because they provide a way to meet your neighbors.
We have the picnic every year as a way to get the neighborhood together, as a social outing for the neighborhood.
Neighborhoods host these picnics to sustain connections and improve residents' sense of community. In North Rose Hill's case, it did just that. The picnic, on July 20th, gathered the community to play games, eat food, and participate in fun activities like face painting and a neighborhood dessert competition. North Rose Hill is looking forward to more upcoming neighborhood picnics, and so should you. Neighborhood picnics are scheduled by neighborhood association leaders, and residents are encouraged to join their neighbors for a fun outing. To find when your neighborhood picnic is scheduled, visit www.kirklandwa.gov and search Neighborhood Associations. As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.